Happy Saturday to everybody. MG and Liam here. We thought we'd drop a little special podcast, MG.
Yeah, we're getting nostalgic.
Yeah, we're going to get a bit nostalgic because tonight at Panther Park, the Panthers taking on the Raiders. You got first v fifth. It's going to be a cracking game. Two teams very much in the race for this year's comp. But we are just shy, MG. We're about a month early of 30 years to the day when this happened.
They're still alive, the Panthers. Time is certainly running out. Inside the Penrith 22, Alexander's lost the football. The Raiders have it. It's all over. The grand final is over. The premiership has gone back to Canberra. The Raiders have beaten a very gallant Penrith side. Timmy Sheens, the Canberra Queens Club, has gone crazy.
In front of 41,500 people at the Sydney Football Stadium, MG, lost the grand final 18-14.
Yeah, very raw still, even 30 years ago. I've only watched that game once since that grand final loss. And that was the day after it. We went to a pub on the Monday and just as a team and with sponsors and stuff and just sat around and watched it and imposed drinking penalties on those that missed tackles those that dropped balls and...
How many drinks do you have to have?
Oh, look, I had a few. Wasn't our best game. And
so, but you've never watched that just out of curiosity again?
No.
Aside from that day?
No, never watched it. I wouldn't be able to tell you what... honestly, it's something I've almost erased from my memory. Was that, I remember when that siren went and I just welled up with tears in my eyes. And I always thought to myself, I'm not going to be one of them players that sits on the... the SCG or the Sydney Footy Stadium, wherever the grand final was played, and start crying after the grand final. You know, you got there, but I did. I was bawling.
How old were you? You were 21?
I was 22.
22.
Yeah. And you kind of think this is the last time we'll get this opportunity because it's so hard to get to the grand final.
Mm.
And it was Penrith's first grand final. And, Canberra obviously won the grand final the year before, which I think was the best grand final of all time. And, kind of our rivalry started then in 89. 1990, they were, just a juggernaut as well. And we started to grow as a team. A lot of local juniors were starting to filter into our team. And I'm not sure what their record was through the year or in pre-season games and stuff like that. But I know we did beat them in the prelim game to get the grand final.
Mm.
And I went into not Golden Point, but extra time. Where I think we scored like 18 points in extra time, and Brandy and Brad Fittler just carved up.
You beat them 30-12.
Yeah, well, so it was 12
in
all
the major semi. Yeah,
12 all at the end of regulation time, and then as I say, Brandy and Brad Fittler just snapped. So we went to the grand final, and then all of a sudden it started the fanfare. We had civic receptions, we had street parades, we had shirts made up. We're in the grand final, and
a quick quiz for you. Name me your run-on side.
Oh, wow.
See if you can go the one.
See, 91, I'd be able to rattle it off like that.
Sure.
Okay, I think David Green, fullback.
Correct.
On the wings were, I think, Alan McIndoe and Paul Smith.
Correct.
Centres were Brad Izzard and Cole Bentley.
Brad Izzard was named at 5'8".
Okay, so the other centre would have been Graham Bradley?
No.
Oh.
I can't believe you're forgetting this bloke.
Freddie. Oh, I thought Freddie was 5'8".
Freddie was at centre alongside Cole Bentley. Okay. They were your two centres.
Oh, and Brad was, Wiz was 5'8".
Yeah,
okay.
Wiz was your 5'8".
Okay, so I just thought them two would swap around. Obviously, Brandy up front were Nobby Clark.
Yes.
Roy Simmons.
Yes.
And Paul Dunn?
No.
Barry Walker.
Correct.
Barry Walker. Cardi and me.
Yes.
And Cole Vandervoort.
No.
Vandy wasn't Locke.
No.
Shit. In 1990, geez. Who was our Locke?
Turned up at your club.
Wow. That's...
Cool. You had two players on the bench. Can you tell me who they were?
Steve Carter.
Yes.
That's right. Vandy done his knee. So he didn't play in it. Joe Vitanza.
Correct.
Yep.
Now, you're just missing your lock. He turned up at your club in 88.
Oh, come on. What am I doing?
With 190 games of first graded another club.
Chris Mortimer.
Correct.
Oh, that's right. Louis Mortimer. Yeah.
So that was your run on site. Interesting. I look at that, and obviously Gus was your coach. I look at that really interesting because you only had two players on your bench.
Yeah, that was...
Whereas the Raiders had four.
But you're only allowed to pick two.
Ah,
yeah,
right.
So we could have 10 on if we wanted to, but only two would get on. So we cut to the chase and said, you two are there.
Okay.
If a four gets replaced, you're on.
Yeah, right.
And once you're on, you'll stay on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no,
going back on. It's a bit like soccer interchange. Yeah, right. Okay. Well done. You did pretty well there for something that is 30
years old. Well, so I thought I saw Louis Mortimer and Peter Kelly, who both come to us in 88, both retired at the end of 89. I forgot about Louis playing in 99.
No, he was there.
Sorry, Louis.
No, all good. Now, what do you have, when you think back to that, and obviously you've thought back and you thought about the players and you can remember the siren, can you remember any other moments from the game?
I just remember Ricky Stewart's kicking game was unbelievable. Like, he was kicking on the first tackle, turning us around. And I would dare say that if 40-20 was back then, as a rule, he would have probably kicked five or six 40-20s in the grand final.
And you were saying just before we started recording, because of the ball.
The ball was, the ball was leather and hard. And in wet weather, it would be like a bit of soap. But in the middle of September, when it was, I think we played the grand final that day, it was about 25, 26 degrees. And the ball would just bounce and roll and bounce and roll. And it was he was just a master at it, getting the ball to hit the ground and just keep rolling.
Mm.
What I do remember in the lead up was that besides the fanfare, we had 2 weeks of basically just celebrating the fact that we were there. And then on the Thursday night, or the Wednesday night, because we had the grand final breakfast on the Thursday, we got a bus into the city to stay at the Regent where the grand final breakfast was going to be. That day we had our last workout type thing. We're going to have another workout on the Saturday. And I remember Gus saying to us, okay, boys, it's 8:30. We had a feed in the hotel bistro. Go up to the rooms, hang around for a couple of hours, make sure you get a good night's sleep. And, in the morning, let's all, get stuck in this breakfast and let's win the grand final. Well, we didn't. And I'm not sure, I'm not saying it's why we lost the grand final, but we weren't in grand final mode.
Yes.
We, about 10 of us went to a room and proceeded to order, alcohol and...
Seafood.
Yeah, a lot of prawns and a lot of oysters. Didn't have oysters out in Penrith.
Which is a brave decision at the best of times.
You're right, especially for gout. Yeah, and about three, and we had the music up, and we're just having the best time ever. Yep. Take the boys out of Penrith, but you can't take Penrith out of the boys. And
no.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, there was a knock on the door, and I remember someone saying, "Smitty, see who it is," to Paul Smith, our winger. And just as he looked through the peephole, he said, "It's Gus."
Oh, jeez.
And I think Royce was with him as well. And we all just jumped over lounges, hiding behind curtains and. I'm standing there behind a curtain, and I thought I was a lamp. I thought I was like a lamp. I was just keeping really still. And as they opened the door, and Gus walked in, he looked around. All I heard was, "I can see every one of you, MG. You're not a fucking lamp." I kind of chuckled to myself. I went, "That's a good one," because I think I am. And as he was about to walk out, we went, "Oh, good, he's gone." He would come back in. He said, "By the way, you just lost the grand final."
Oh, wow.
And we went, "Ooh. That was heavy, so let's have another drink."
Oh, geez.
So it ended up about 4 o'clock in the morning, we finished off, and then about 8 o'clock we had to be up for our breakfast. We went down there with all sunglasses on and like rock stars, thinking we were rock stars, and we weren't. But a big lesson was learned, and one that we didn't think we'd have another opportunity to redeem ourselves in, and we did.
Yeah.
Luckily, the year later.
It's well versus what happened in 91. You lost this one, but then you went back and atoned for that in 91. The Raiders-Panthers, they play tonight.
Yep.
Looking at what the two clubs have done since those grand finals, MG, you've both the Raiders and the Panthers have gone on to win one more competition each.
Yeah, I think the Raiders 94?
94, correct. And the Panthers, obviously, 2003. Raiders have only won the one wooden spoon, though. Whereas the Panthers have won two since then, 2001, 2007.
Yep.
So, you're both, neither side's really dominated and neither side's really plateaued. But tonight, if we jump forward 30 years to modern day, to present day, we look at these two teams really in with a chance of, this could be a grand final.
It could be.
This could be a grand final.
Yeah, well, look, I see a lot of similarities in in Penrith and Canberra. They're both satellite cities, you know, obviously massive, big country towns that take a while to get to, especially, you know, where – so players kind of think before they go there, especially people not born in that area. So you can kind of handpick the people who want to be part of your culture.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, yeah, and I think coming up tonight's game, look, 2 weeks ago you asked me if I wanted to put a line through Canberra. I said yes.
Yeah.
Josh Hodgson's out, put a line through them. They can't win the comp. Well, we didn't bank on John Bateman being back.
No.
We didn't bank on Havili growing an extra leg at hooker.
Harawira Naira
now is in the mix. Ex-Panther tonight, he'll be out to atone and say, you know what, this is what you're missing out on, boys. So, and Penrith are in a rich vein of form. You can't deny it. They're the form team in the competition. They've won 7 in a row. And everyone's saying that with every win, you get closer to a loss. Well, that could be the case. And I'm pretty sure that Ivan wouldn't mind a loss here or there coming into the semis. You can't go 14 games in a row and then have the semi-finals, because what happens with young footy teams like they are, Penrith are the second youngest team in the competition, it takes a week or two to get over a loss. So you don't want their first loss to be the first week of the semis.
No.
If they come second or third or won the minor premiership, because then they could go out in straight sets. So I wouldn't mind a couple of, not losses maybe, not, I don't know.
Well, I know what you mean though, because obviously the thumping win that the Panthers delivered to Manly, comparatively the Eels right now, Brad Arthur is talking to his Eels about fighting through these slumps.
Yes, and that's what Penrith haven't had yet.
Yeah, Gutho's come out, the captain of the club, and spoken about how disappointing the performance was over the Bulldogs. They still got the win, they still got the 2 points.
They didn't want to sing the team song.
Exactly, but that's something that the Panthers haven't had yet.
No.
They've been building from the get-go and they haven't plateaued.
That's what I mean.
This game tonight presents an opportunity not for the Panthers to lose necessarily, but it's a real contest against a team that wants to finish top four in the Canberra Raiders. Who knows?
Well, the only team to beat them twice last year, Penrith, was guess who?
The Canberra Raiders.
So, look, I know Ricky Stewart loved coaching against Penrith.
Yeah.
And I know... I think Ivan Cleary would like coaching against Ricky Stewart as well. And look, it's going to come down to, you know, the forwards again tonight. But I think it's going to be a fascinating contest. Can't wait to get there. Sit in the stands.
You're going to be at the game?
Yeah, I'll be at the game tonight.
How good.
Yeah, first one I've gone to. So I'm looking forward to that.
What chance, just to bring it back to the 90 grand final again, where the Panthers kicked off and Laurie caught the kickoff and kicked it straight back, rugby union style.
They are kicking jewels.
Chance does Jack Whiten do that tonight?
No. The pill, which is the ball, is so important these days to game plans that, you would never. I don't think you'll ever see a kicking jewel again, but, yeah, that takes me back. Ricky, he got the ball from the kickoff and we went, what's going on here?
Turned you all around.
Yeah. So... No, but wait, I think it's going to be a fantastic game tonight. And
Give us a score prediction.
I think the Panthers will win, but I think it's going to be a tight one. I think it's going to be – I think Jack Whiten is in for a big game. I just feel it in my loins.
I like that. Well, he's...
So maybe something along the lines of 18 points to 12.
Okay. Well, Jack and his coach have both won Clive Churchill's. Ricky did it in 1990 and Jack did it last year in the losing grand final. So they know how to stand up, both of those men. Going to be an absolute crack. I hope you've enjoyed that little walk back down memory lane. The exciting thing is, MG, we get to do it again in 12 months because
Raiders
and Panthers did it again in 91.
That's right. Bring that one on.
With a better ending.